Only capitalism erodes this unity and gives rise to the first mode of production that is truly social, in the expansive and spectral sense of the term. In any case, in the capitalist mode of production, with its class structure, there is, on the one hand, an extraordinary impetus of individual energies, and on the other, a real expropriation of the worker and its subjugation to a social power that it cannot control. I quote, "In the bourgeois economy, this complete unfolding of man's inner potentiality turns into his total emptying out, Entleerung in German. His universal objectivation becomes his total alienation, Entfremdung, German, very important word, and the demolition of all determined one side aims becomes the sacrifice of the human end in itself to a wholly external purpose." End of quotation. Here, the twofold nature of capitalism inherent to Marx's analysis becomes evident. On the one hand, capitalism opens up the possibility of a full and universal development. On the other hand, it creates a condition of emptiness and scission in each individual. Who refers to it, I quote, "not as to the condition of his own, but of alien wealth and of his own poverty." End of quotation. Individual realization and emptiness are two sides of the same coin. In the passages quoted from the outlines of the Critique of Political Economy, the notion of estrangement, Entfremdung in German, returns. But this time it is not foundational, because it is not primarily understood as man's separation from his essence, but rather linked to an analysis of the distinctive mechanism of the capitalist mode of production, of the division, German Spaltung, introduced by them. The twofold character of the situation of the singular individual is the condition of possibility for identifying new scenarios that differ from the present one. I quote, "The basis as the possibility of the universal development of the individuals, and their actual development from this basis as a constant transcendence of their barrier, which is recognized as such and is not interpreted as a sacred limit. The universality of the individual, not as an imaginary concept, but the universality of his real and notional relations." End of quotation. In any case, this question brings to light the difference between the man of pre-capitalist social formation and the individual as an invention of the capitalist system, with the charge of subjectivity inherent in it as potentiality. The ambivalence of the capitalist system means that universality and emptiness are two sides of the same coin, and paradoxically allow for the coexistence of the affirmation of individuality and its subsumption to an objective power. the framework outlined so far is characterized by the structural nexus of sociality indifference. Because capitalism is founded on the mutual implication of the wild development of social forces of production and the emergence of an increasingly lacerating fragmentation. At this stage, we must dwell on the notion of isolation and see how Marx interpret it. I quote, "It is not until the 18th century in bourgeois society that the various forms of the social nexus confront individual as merely a means towards its private ends, as external necessity. But the epoch which produces this standpoint, that of the isolated individual, German des vereinzelten Einzelnen, is precisely the epoch of the hitherto most highly developed social relations. Man, in German der Mensch, is a Zoonpolitikon in the most literal sense. He is not only a social animal, in German ein geselliges Tier, but an animal that can isolate itself only within society, in German sich vereinzeln." End of quotation. In this passage from the 1857 introduction, isolation is not merely negative, because it presupposes the individual and his independence and liberation from predetermined bonds and frameworks. The reference to Aristotle's Zoonpolitikon does not entail a nostalgic vision of ancient Greece, because Marx says man cannot be a child again without becoming childish. The idea of the revolutionary role of the capitalist mode of production excludes any hypothesis of a return to the unity of the polis. The definition of man as Zoonpolitikon must be interpreted on the basis of the two verbs used. First of all, the modal verb in Germany, können, indicates to be able to have the chance, Möglichkeit, the faculty, Fähigkeit, to act. The realm of potentiality previously characterized with the term dynamis in Greekish. Secondly, the verb sich vereinzeln alludes to the isolation of the individual and is ambivalence, but is not limited to that. In fact, it comes from the term der Einzelne, that can be translated with the expression to count as a singularity, to singularize itself. Here we find the idea of a singularity that, whilst being irreducible to the social and communitarian realm, can only be conceived on its basis. The isolation of the individual is grounded on a singular praxis, a deviation from the predicted course, analogous to the Epicurean clinamen, in a unique and specific perspective that cannot be reduced to an overall scheme. This calls for a further questioning of the relation between individuation and the realm of isolation, to understand whether the latter, the isolation, is a reality or a perspective of reality. That is to say, whether it identifies the structure of things or an interpretation of them which is inevitably partially deformed. As was the case with the notions of freedom and equality, the concept of isolation is a bundle of reality and mystification too, because no innocent outlook can grasp things in their immediacy. After all, the passage cited earlier shows how the isolated individual is the product of a way of seeing and not directly linked to an empirically verifiable datum. In the 1857 introduction, Marx's argument does not present individuals as being absolutely autonomous, because its starting point, contrary to the claims of classical political economists and natural right theorists, creators of the Robinsonades, is not an isolated individual. It is the socially determined production by individual, production by social individuals. End of quotation. Marx's critique of Robinsonades is not leveled on their simplistic reduction to an ideology of the present, because imaginary and symbolic constructions constitute reality and are not simple deformation or merely fictitious mystification of it. The adoption of the isolated individual's way of seeing produces social figures and situation. From this standpoint, the phenomenon of fetishism analyzed in the outlines of the Critique of Political Economy and the Capital, rather than a fictitious and unreal construction or false perception of the present, is a way in which social reality is seen in its opaqueness. In any case, this question of social individual is intimately connected to the recognition of a novum brought about by the capitalist mode of production that entails the overcoming of the communitarian logic typical of pre-capitalist social formation. The social individual was unthinkable within pre-capitalist structures, where man was linked to his community as to an umbilical cord, and where both individual and society were in themselves strictly inconceivable.
Je réponds tout de suite au
dirigeant.
Non, va.
both element.
The
negative side, the emptiness, is connected with the fact that we are in one society where first there are a domination between the individuals. There is a structure of domination in the sense that not each individual is in the same condition. And in particular, by Marx, there are two classes and a mechanism of domination of one class against the other. This is one point. And if you are in the class that dominated is, naturally, this is emptiness. This is one answer. Now is one other level. The size not only linked with the question of the class, of the domination of one class, but linked with the fact that in the bourgeois society the individual are subjugated, subsumed under one social power, and this social power is materialized in money and in the accumulation of money, capital. And so Marx, for example, says the money is the real community. And so this is a form of emptiness in the sense that it seems that the common element between the individual is the money. But the money is one thing that is separation element between the individuals. This concerns the concept emptiness. Is clear the answer?
Okay. Yeah.
Now there's the positive side, the individual realization. Here is the reasoning of Marx, very ambivalent, in the sense that Marx makes a immanent critique of capitalism. What means immanent critique? This is Marx has no nostalgia for the pre-capitalist societies. Why? The answer is, I think, in the pre-capitalist modes of production, you can't speak of individuals, because the example are Greece, ancient Greece, Middle Age. Naturally, the example that Marx makes are example of Western society, but this is interesting that in 15 years and in 60 and in 70 years more is Marx interested for societies as China, as Russian. This is not only European situations, not only. But in this moment I speak about societies in Western, but before the capitalism, and in particular Greek and Middle Age. In these societies you can speak of individual, because the man was linked with the community as with an umbilical cord. This is a Marx expression. in the sense that man had not an independence from the community. And with capitalism turns a dynamic scenario. And from capitalism you can speak about individual. One example, if you think work contract, for example, this is a difference between the exploitation of a worker in the modernity and a slave in Rome or in Greece. Because in this sense, in this slavery situation, you have no rights, you are in a condition where deine Fähigkeit, your capacities is denied. And in this sense, I can say that capitalism creates individuals, but creates at the same time the alienation of individual. And so the problem is to think not an society, an ancient society, but with the presuppositions of capitalism, but in with the goal to overcome the capitalism, because the capitalism in capitalism there's not really a valorization of individual, because the individual is connected with its social role and social function. I try to explain the theory of Althusser. This is a very, very. I would do one other paper, because Althusser is complicated, but you can try to explain some aspects. This is. Here is for me is interesting to be here because this is I think that if Marx is not as other philosophers, Marx is not as Plato, is not as Hegel, and this is clear. And because Marx was not only a great thinker, but Marx had a great influence in the history. And this influence is very contradictory, very complicated and so. And I find this interesting to see the interpretations of Marx, for example, in China, and the interpretation of Marx in Italy, in French, and so. And I think that one of the reasons of the difference of the interpretation is the fact is not only the fact that each philosopher has a different becomes different interpretations, but in this sense is Marx linked with political aspects, and so there are different perspectives in the interpretation of Marx. And for example, for me was important the reference to the French debate. And for example, Louis Althusser. Louis Althusser was a philosopher with a Marxist standpoint, and he tries to interpret Marx. It's yeah clear, because I don't know. It's when I say structuralism, it's clear. Everybody knows what is. I ask because Lévi-Strauss, for example, is not okay. Structuralism in French is I simplify, is the preeminence of the structure over the individuals, the preeminence of the social structures. And Althusser, Althusser had a structuralist approach, and Althusser criticizes each humanistic interpretation of Marx. It's clear this is a humanistic interpretation. This, for example, in Young Marx text as economic manuscript, where there's a very ontological foundation of the discourse. This is there's a generic man, and the real man is practical, very, very far from this essence of the man. Also, there's a very metaphysical, ontological foundation of Marxism. Althusser criticizes very hard this conception, because he says that this concept is a humanistic conception, is an ideological conception, this is an abstraction, because exists no essence. You can't speak of an essence, in the sense that the individuals are what they operate. This is not a definition, abstract definition of individual, and the individual is always inserted in a social and political scenario, and so can man not so separate the individuals from the specific context in which they operate. And so there's in Althusser an anti-humanismus. Althusser criticizes this humanistic position. But now the problem is, the open problem is, how it is possible, on the one hand, to criticize this abstraction of one essence, and metaphysical abstraction of one essence, on the one hand, but on the other hand, how we can think about the realization of the individual. Because the problem in Althusser's scheme is that if the individuals are always subsumed under social situation, it's difficult to think the individual realization, because the individual are always in a situation of of subjugation under social circumstances. This is a problem, and in this case, in my opinion, there's a problem in this perspective of Althusser. In the sense, I think that today, this was in French, for example, very strong, polemic between, on the one hand, one humanistic position, for example, Jean-Paul Sartre, and on the one, on the other hand, position as Althusser and Foucault, that eine anti, eine Position gegen die, against this humanistic position. But I think that this contraposition between humanism and anti-humanism today is not convincing me, not really. I think that the polemic is not against humanism of young Marx, but against each form of essentialism. Essentialism in the sense that a notion that is not interpreted in a, with a specific determination of the situation within it operates. I don't know if I answered. The problem is Althusser. This is a very complicated philosopher, and Althusser had different stages of his reflection. And in my opinion, the first Althusser is the most important Althusser. This is Althusser, for example. Pur Marx, Althusser from L'Ire de Capital. I have more doubt about the late Althusser and these the late writings of Althusser.